Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. This is the WWJ All Local. I'm Roberta Jacena with this morning's top local stories. More than 50,000 people are without power this morning across Michigan after those heavy thunderstorms rolled through overnight. In Metro Detroit, there are large pockets of outages in Warren, Sterling Heights. A lot of people without power in Livonia this morning. That's where WWJ's Charlie Langton is.
Well, good morning, Roberta. Yeah, that's right. Livonia, where I'm at right now, was very hard hit because of the thunderstorms. I'm driving along Farmington Road, Merriman Road, along Schoolcraft near Ford Field, not the Detroit one, but the Livonia one. Down trees, I see yellow taped off down power lines in some places. I do see some water on the street. I also hear a lot of generators, but Mark Nicolosi, you don't have a generator.
No, we don't have a generator. We're getting by the old-fashioned way, flashlights and candles.
Well, what are you going to do? Mark says that he believes DTE will restore his power by 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Also big outages in Chelsea and Ann Arbor and the Grand Rapids area. That was really hit hard last night. Here's WWJ's Beth Fisher.
Roberta, a tornado may have touched down north of Grand Rapids.
There was a strong storm that rolled in off of the lake, and it got stronger as it moved east and collided with an outflow boundary from storms that were farther north. And when that happened, that outflow boundary provided a nice little catalyst to spin up a potentially small tornado.
National Weather Service meteorologist Walt Felver in Grand Rapids says there's lots of damage. A roof was torn off an apartment building and a few homes in the Belknap Lookout neighborhood. He says windows were blown out of 11 cars. There are trees and power lines down. No reports of injuries. Consumers Energy has 32,000 without power. Most of them are in Kent County.
As talks between the UAW and General Motors continue on a new contract, some in the industry believe there's going to be a lengthy strike. Here's WWJ auto analyst John McElroy.
The labor talks look really tough. The analysts that I have spoken to fully expect there to be a strike. They do not expect it to last just a few hours or a few days. They're expecting it to go on longer, whether that's 2 weeks or a month, nobody seems to know. But they don't think that this is going to get resolved very quickly.
Another scam popping up in Metro Detroit. It has to do with offers for cancer screening. Here's WWJ business editor Murray Feldman.
It is a nasty scam that's going around, Roberta. An offer over the phone for a free cancer screening. All they need is your Medicare number and they'll order the DNA test. You get a call like that, don't do it. The DNA test never happens. It never comes. Your Medicare number is then used to create fraudulent claims. One of these operations was busted in New Jersey after Medicare was billed $400,000 in bogus charges. Other operations are believed to be still up and running. That means they're making calls trying to get Medicare numbers. Beware.
Congratulations to the Detroit Youth Choir. They are officially moving on to the finals in America's Got Talent. They got the news last night that viewers voted them into the final round. It's their shot to win $1 million. They will perform during next week's two-night season finale on NBC. We're going to get some new tiger stars, not at Comerica Park, but at the Detroit Zoo. The Detroit Zoo taking the wraps off its Devereaux Tiger Forest today at the zoo and will introduce us to the two new cats. As the deadline to a partial government shutdown in Michigan nears, talks in Lansing over a budget deal have come to a halt. What's going on? Here's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubek.
Yeah, Roberta, this is starting to get a little interesting, okay? They were negotiating yesterday on how much money of your tax dollars should be spent on various state services, and then the Republicans say the governor called off the negotiations. And the governor said, you know what, these guys have been out of town for 2 months. We could have had this thing resolved months ago if they'd only been here. And so the rhetorical back and forth continues, and here's what will happen today. The Republicans will begin to move on their budget and send it to the governor. Here's this dispute. The Republicans say that they wanted to put an additional $500 million from the general fund into the roads. The governor objected because she feels taking additional money out of the general fund takes money away from schools and other essential state services that she wants to fund. So we have a philosophical disagreement on how much money should go into the roads. As to where this is headed is anybody's guess. We'll be talking to the governor later on this morning and the Republicans as this budget showdown reaches a critical phase.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th, tune in WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Roberta Jacena.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.